رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. So إن شاء الله today we're gonna have a really fun lesson. We're gonna first recap from you guys, not from me, from you guys the mansubat. So the ones you don't know, I posted them. The ones you do know, I haven't. So you can tell me. Who can tell me something from the mansubat?
Ism inna.
Ism, inna, excellent. Who can tell me another one?
Khabar kana.
Khabar kana. Excellent. Who can tell me another one?
Maf'ul bihi.
Maf'ul bihi. Next.
Maf'ul mutlaq.
Maf'ul mutlaq. Excellent. What else?
Maf'ul fihi.
MashaAllah, we got Nahuin up in the house. Maf'ul fihi. What else is that called?
Maf'ul
ma'a. Zarf. Tayyib. Next. Maf'ul
ma'a.
Maf'ul lahu.
Lahu.
Which is also called?
Li'ajlihi.
Excellent. Tayyib. Abdul Qadir, go ahead.
Maf'ul ma'a.
Maf'ul ma'ahu. Tayyib. Excellent. So how many do you guys know?
Seven.
11. Out of? Eight. No racist joke. 7-11. All right. Maf'ul. The maf'ulat are how many?
11.
Maf'ulat?
Five.
Are five. Unless you got some new rulings in Nahu that I don't know about. Ism inna khabar kana, easy. Remember the opposite from marfu'at. You got five maf'ulat, easy. So you got these memorized, everybody, right? Right, inshallah. Good. Sama, you got them, right? Good. Tayyib. Now we're going to hit a couple of new things. So the best way to learn, inshallah, is by doing. So let's do it. Harun, read for us and tell us what it means and make a'rab for us.
Which one?
Right here, first ayah.
ارجعي الى ربك.
طيب what is it?
ارجعي. Come out. فعل.
Or return, okay.
الى ربك, to your Lord.
الى.
حرف مجرور صح؟
حرف جر.
حرف جر.
جر. And ربي is مجرور. ك is a ضمير. And I'm not going into detail here just because we haven't covered a lot of these. We've been kind of doing A'rab, so you guys know it. But, you know, we haven't covered Damair and exactly how they change or Huruf Ijar. So I'm glad you're getting practice, but we're not going to go deep into it. Tayyib, keep going.
Radiyatan.
What does that mean? And what is the A'rab? So, irji'i, you tell him to go back or return. It's an order, right? And this is to the ruh, right? Ila, back to. Or to, ila, rabbi.
Your Lord.
Ka tells you your Lord. Ka, you're talking to somebody. Tayyib. So return to your Lord.
How?
Please.
So, radiyatan. What does that mean?
Maf'ul bihi.
Okay. That's an opinion.
Al-hal.
What is hal stuff? Hey, maf'ul bihi, and then?
Mardiyat, maf'ul mutlaq.
Maf'ul mutlaq, alright. Those following along, just because I'm writing it doesn't mean it's right. Alright. Tell you. These are the opinions of a Sheikh Harun from the Nahuin of San Diego. Any khilaf bain al-ulama here on those? The earlier, okay, up to Rabbika, we're all good. Past that, radiyatan, mardiyatan, any khilaf bain al-ulama on this issue?
Yes.
حال what's حال حال is
راديةً is مفعول له
مفعول له راديةً طيب we have now another opinion طيب any other opinions or is the خلاف بين العلماء done good? Okay. So tell me. Irji'i. It's a fi'l. Tayyib. Ila harf jar. Rabbi majroor. Ka is damir. Radiatan. If this is maf'ul bihi. Radiatan. In a way you're pleased. Mardiyatan. And that you are, that you, that others are pleased with you. Right? To the close meaning. Radiatan. Is this what being pleased, is that what's being done to?
No. It's a status.
In this state of.
So that means, oh, for those following along, maf'ul bihi is wrong. Tayyib? Now you said maf'ul mutlaq. Why not? Or anybody think that's not maf'ul mutlaq? Everybody think that is maf'ul mutlaq?
It's not.
Why not?
Mardiyatan?
Mardiyatan.
Mardiyatan.
He said maf'ul mutlaq.
Because maf'ul mutlaq
comes from the fi'l.
Right?
So, raja'an, that could have been maf'ul mutlaq, but this is a totally different word.
It's also maf'ul lihi.
It's maf'ul lihi. Or lahu.
Lahu.
Which one do you want?
So they're both
maf'ul
lahu.
So now we have a second opinion. Maf'ul lahu. Tayyib, what did we talk about maf'ul lahu? What was the key aspect of maf'ul lahu? It's the answer to?
To why?
Why? So being pleased and being pleased with, is that the reason?
No.
Is it telling you why go back?
No.
Sheikh al-Azerbaijani from the great ulama of Nahu from Azerbaijan. So, what do we think?
What of them are hard?
Hal, what is hal? I don't know what hal is. So, is this telling you why?
No, it's telling me how.
It's telling you how. So it's not maf'ul lahu.
Because I don't know how yet.
Excellent. Why? And that's why the answer to how is called al-hal. So this, in reality, it is the next lesson, which is Al-Hal. And what is Hal? The condition. How? So, it's telling the Ruh to go back to your Lord, but in what condition? In what type of status? Not your Facebook status, right? Right? In a state of being happy, and that Allah is happy with you, that the ruh itself is happy, it's pleased. And go back in a state that Allah is pleased with the ruh, with that person, that soul, that pious person. Isn't that a beautiful ayah? Right? Won't you, inshallah, may Allah make it that all of us from those that this is told to us, that go back to your Lord in a state that you're happy, and Allah is happy with you. So, now, one thing you've noticed is hal is what?
Mansub.
It's from the mansubat. And now, you have learned one more of the beautiful things that will help you understand the Quran. That now, you will learn that this is fi'l amr. Inshallah, when we do af'al. Huruf al-jar, al-majroor, al-kaf. Here is a damir pointing to the maf'ul bihi. This here is actually pointing towards the maf'ul bihi. And then a state, like what state should you go back to your Lord in? In a state that you are happy and your Lord is happy with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib? Now, next ayah, Abdul Qadir. Tayyib?
Hey.
Banana.
Tayyib. Qul. What is it? This is your fi'l. Na. What is a na? I like the khilaf bain al-ulama.
No,
not Qulna.
For royalty, like for ta'zim.
Okay, ta'zim. Next. What's the a'rab? Na is another damir, right? Nahnu, ana, anta, hum. Those are all damais. Tayyib. So we'll just call it a damir right now, but then I'm going to ask you guys in what place is it. Next.
Go down.
Okay. Min. Harf jar. Ha is a damir in the place of being majrur. Jami'an. What does jami'an mean?
How?
All of it.
Together. All together. Right? So in what state?
Together.
So what is this then?
How?
Had.
Al-had. Tayyib. Next ayah.
What is the middle one?
You tell me?
Go down on the earth.
To come down. Right? Who is being talked to here?
Adam.
So now this is an interesting question. Adam and Hawa, alayhum as-salam, are only two. Why are they being told that all of you go down, get down?
Iblis is included.
No, they're generations. Yeah. This is two, go down, this is your fi'l amr. Now that we're on a roll, next, Abdul Qadir, go ahead.
Mil'u al-ardi dhahaba.
Tayyib. Mil'u, يعني something that fills. Okay. Al-ard, the earth, right? So, this is going to be your mudaf, which can be your mubtada, but we'll leave that for now. This is your mudaf ilayh. That's why it's majrur. Dhahaban, gold, with gold, right? You fill, even if you fill the earth with gold, right? Now, let's say this is your khabar mubtada, because mudaf, it doesn't really matter. This is your mudaf. This is mudaf ilay. What is dhahaban?
At-tam'iz
or hal?
Tam'iz.
We have khilaf of ulama. Hal or tam'iz?
Tam'iz.
Now, what do we know about hal?
It changes. The condition changes.
It's a condition. And it's the answer to what?
How.
So, is this telling you how?
Filled with gold.
Or is it telling you what is it filled with?
It's telling you what.
Think. How? Is how you, like you do something in a tajalli, like fast, or yani slow, or you do something standing, or sitting, or riding. That's how. But with what did you fill the earth?
Gold.
Is this how you filled the earth?
What?
It's what?
That's why this is a tam'iz. At-tamiz is our next thing in the mansubat, and that is the answer to what? With what did you fill the earth? With what if you fill the earth? With what?
Gold.
So this is not telling you how, it's telling you with what. Okay? So hal is the answer to how, and tamiz is the answer to
what?
Now, there is more to it than this. I mean, this is a very basic introduction, but inshallah, you can kind of see the difference. So let's do some practice here. Shariba Zaydun al-ma'a What do we have? رائقا. طيب. So let's take this apart. شربا. What is this?
Drink.
Excellent. To drink. Very good. زيدون. This is what?
فاعل.
This is your فاعل. الماء. What is this? مفعول به. This is what was done to. Right? Now. رائفاً. What does it mean? Disappointing.
So it's how.
It is how. All right. So this is your.
Because we already have.
Al had. Tayyib.
What does it mean?
It means to be sitting or reclining or leaning,
relaxing.
Sure. Shariba. Zaydun. Five. الماء مفعول به قائما الحال قائم standing. طيب جاء زيد راكبا. What did جاء mean?
He came.
إذا جاء نصر الله زيد فاعل راكبا
riding.
This is your
حال.
So now you see, this is telling you something that can change, right? If I said that it was gold that you filled the earth with, that's what we're discussing. Does gold change?
No.
It's always going to be gold. Gold is gold, right? A man, no matter what the schools are telling you nowadays, a man is a man. Woman is a woman. Those are things that will answer to what? What was it that I saw coming out of the store? I think it was a man, but anyway. So that is going to be Tamiz. But I saw him running. That is what?
How? Hal. Question whether it was a man?
Right, sometimes in America you do. I think of them. Fuck, his eyebrow had nail polish. I'm not sure anymore. Tell you. So, I have a little cheat sheet for you guys. And this is really something beneficial to memorize. Al-hal la takuna illa ba'd tamam al-kalam. Tamam al-kalam, يعني, so al-hal, it doesn't come, it is not there, except after completing what you're saying, right? It's a good strategy to know hal, because sometimes, especially in the Quran, because the Quran is deep, these are like simple sentences. Even the ayat I'm taking are very easy ayat. But in the Quran, sometimes you won't be sure. So then you can remember these little rules to know. So hal, you look at it, it's always at the end of what we're saying. Tayyib? وَلَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا نَكِرَةً. Have you seen any of the hal being ma'rifah? Like al?
No.
No. It's only nakira. Hal will always be
nakira.
What did we call nakira in English?
Non-specific.
Nakira. Tayyib? Three. لا يكون صاحبها إلا معرفة. And the sahib of it, the one that you are describing the how of, is always going to be معرفة. So here Zayd, معرفة. أرض, معرفة. طيب, when they are being ordered, who's being ordered? معرفة, we know. Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, and their generations. Alright? Here, to the ruh. It's معرفة, it's known who's being spoken to. So, the sahib, the one that the hal is describing its condition, is always going to be
معرفة.
طيب. So this is hal and tamiz. We'll do some more practice in it later, inshallah. But as far as a base concept, you guys good?
Yes.
Hal, answer to?
Hal.
Tamiz, answer to?
What?
Excellent. Tayyib. No. Some practice here. What should we pick on? طيب لكل داء دواء إلا
It's a lamp. It's a lamp.
This?
لكل
Equally.
Of course it's a lamp.
Okay.
What else could it possibly
be? I thought it might have been a ba with no dot because you forgot.
A ba okay. with no dot.
I thought maybe you forgot.
All right. Yeah. Mashallah.
It's a really kind of small lamp.
That beautiful lamp with that beautiful handwriting.
Is it lamp?
And if it was a ba, then there would be a dot. It is not a lamb. No, it's a lamb.
It's not a lamb?
It's not a lamb. It's a lamb. Tayyip. Likulli.
So it's not
for
a ba, right?
Every
it's not bikulli.
Ba in
dikulli.
Maybe you brothers need better glasses. For bikulli would need a dot. You know, the little dot. Nukat.
Bikulli would
need it. It looks like it really wanted to be a lamb, but it didn't quite make it.
Yeah. It looks like your prescription really wanted to be correct. But anyway, so for every da'in, for every disease, dawa'un, there is a cure, illa, except maut, except for death. Right? Tayyib. So, li, the lamb that is so beautifully and clearly written.
Hold on, can you say that again? I was erasing the ba and making it a lamb.
Oh man, you gotta go over alphabet with you guys now. So you have li, for, kulli, every, and this is majrur. Da'in, this is your mudaf ilay, which is also majrur. Dawa'un, there is a cure. It's actually your khabar, but. Illa harf al-istithna is to show except mauta, death. What is the i'rab of mauta?
What? Tamiz.
Tamiz? All right. So is it telling you what?
No, it's an.
Is it telling you how?
It's telling you what? Except what? Except death.
Okay. So except now we're talking about disease and cure. So is it telling you what about disease or cure, or is it making an exception?
Exception.
That is called al-mustathna. Yes, I skipped munada. Haha. If you guys were just trying to read them up. To show an exception.
I didn't say it's not to ruin
the class. So this is telling you that for every disease there is a cure, except, and when you make an exception, you have al-mustathna minhu, and what is an exception from, we'll get into that. But almost, not always, because there are some advanced students, at least they're going to be watching. Not always, but almost always after illa, you're going to have al-mustathna. And there are some other alfaz and huruf of how to show istithna. But this is one of them, is illa mauta. Mauta is al mustathna and it is mansub. Excellent.
But it still under the question mark.
What?
Yeah. Still under the question mark. Illa.
So, what you can put into a lot of different places. But what about the subject is not what's being discussed. It's actually showing you something that's out of that subject. Right? Maut is not about what da and dawa is about. Right? It's not telling you what about this subject. It's telling you something that is actually not what this is. It's not what this is. It's not what this is. It's cool. I just made that up. Copyright it. Tayyib. Next. Harun.
فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُ
Tayyib. What the army that was going, that was ordered not to drink from the water. Tayyib. Fa, leave that for now. شَرِبُوا, what does it mean?
Don't drink.
شَرِب is to drink.
To drink. So.
Don't drink.
This is, huh?
Fail.
Fail.
It's fail. Excellent. It's not don't drink. It's actually that it's giving you the news that they did drink. Say it. Minhu. From it. Jar. Harf al-jar. Jar. Al-majroor. Say it. Illa. Qaleelan. Except a few. So what's qaleelan?
Mustasna.
Al-mustasna. This is the exception that all of that army drank from it, even though they weren't supposed to, and got thirstier, except a few. So this exception made. Now, minhu, again, harf al-jar, and this is a damir pointing towards what's majroor. So, al-jar. طيب حضر الطلاب الا ادريس ادريس is a new today طيب حضر
فعل
they were present الطلاب this is your
فعل that's a true statement
الا except and then we make an exception here this is al Tell you. So, since we're practicing so well on this, let's just keep going. Abdul Qadir. Qalu.
Qalu ya ya abana astaghfirullah.
What does Qalu?
Fa'l.
It means they said. Jama, plural, right? Ya o.
Shh.
Abana.
My father.
Our father.
Our father.
No. Tayyib. Ya o Abana. Tayyib. Keep going.
Astaghfir lana.
Astaghfir. Ask Allah for forgiveness. La. Or. Na. As. Tayyib. Make some A'rab here. قالوا is it فعل. Okay. Yeah. Where is your فاعل?
Yeah. The فاعل is hidden.
تقديره.
Alright. You could say it's hidden. You could say the damir here is pointing towards it. But let's leave that. طيب. What about أبانا? نا is damir. Leave it. أبا.
Is منصوب.
It is منصوب. What's the A'rab of it? Why? Not harf al-nada, but this is what is al-munada. Harf al-nada is ya.
Al-munada.
Harf al-nada, the letter of calling. Ya is to call out to somebody in the Arabic language. So, Aba, O our father. Aba, as we discussed Asma al-Khamsa last week, and the reason I discussed this, so we can get into this dars now. Aba, it could be Abu, Aba, Abi, right? Yes. If it's marfu, it is Abu. If it's mansub, it is
Aba.
If it's majroor, it is
Abi.
So here it is mansub. Why? Because it comes after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, what is this here? Istaghfir lana.
What? Ask
for
what?
Fail Amr. Fail Amr, good. Fail Amr here to ask. He's asking his father, or they're asking their father, Surat Yusuf, to make istighfar for us. Tayyib.
So if I say Ya Uthman, calling you, Ya Uthman, it means Al Munaza? Uthman is Munaza, right?
It's Munaza, yes. But would it be Ya Uthmanu or Ya Uthmana?
No. يا أيها الناس
اسمعنا
يا أيها الناس أيهن so this you're getting different but okay so let's go here يا
أهل الكتاب
طيب يا أهل الكتاب يا أهل الكتاب يا أهل الكتاب
أهل
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 يا أهل الكتاب Why?
Because the mudaf mudaf ilayh is only affected that way.
Excellent. So this is your harf. Al-nada. This is your al-munada. This is what's being called out too. Oh, ahlul kitabi. Why kitabi?
Mudaf ilayh.
Mudaf ilayh. We haven't covered it. I'm going to write it, but we will. Lam tuhajuna, don't fight about the Ibrahima. But we'll make Arab with that later. Tayyib. Next, Abdul Qadir. Ya. Jibalu. Jibala.
Jibalu.
Ya Jibalu.
Oh, I'm confused now. You just made Ahlal, but here you made Jibalu. Why?
There
is harf al-nida. Same, yeah.
There's no alif and lam.
There's no alif.
There's no alif and lam here.
Ahlal kitab.
Alif and had and lam is not ma'rifa. It's not al-ahlul kitab. Because munada affects either mudaf or mudaf ilayh is going to be majroor. Mudaf or
mudaf or alam.
Alam, it doesn't affect.
I'm sorry. I don't know the word for it. I'm sorry, I don't remember. But the single word it affects by itself, it makes it mansoor.
No.
No.
Single word it doesn't. That's why it doesn't. It affects zarf, it affects mudaf, but it does not affect alam. That's why it would be ya Uthmanu, but it would be ya Abdurrahman.
What's alam?
Alam is a name. Oh. Right. So, Jibal.
It's name.
Name. Mountain. Right? So here, this is not affected.
It's not name.
It's a title, right? Call out something, a mountain, you give it a, in English,
like,
it's not a proper noun, but it's a noun,
yeah,
right?
Himalaya.
That's a particular range, but that's also a name. In Arabic, Himalaya is a name. So, if you say book, that's a name you've given to something. Okay? So, unless it's mudaf, or dharf, which will fall into that, it's not going to become or asma al-khamsa, which become mudaf. So here, because it's by itself, it doesn't have mudaf ilayh, it is not a part of that structure, it does not get affected. Now, ya Dawuda or ya Dawudu?
Dawudu.
Dawudu. Why?
Because it's
Alam. Ya Ibrahima or ya Ibrahimu?
Ibrahimu.
Ibrahimu. Excellent. Now, what if I was to say ya Abu.
That's wrong.
Abba.
Hurayra.
Ya Abba Hurayra.
Ya Abba or Ya Abu?
Abba.
Abba. Excellent. That's very important because Mansub bil alif. Actually, I hate it when you have people giving khutbah or talking and then they're like, and then the Prophet said, Ya Abu Bakr. No, he didn't. Ya Abba Bakr. Right? Tell you. What if I said, Ya Ibn Uthman? Would it be Ya Ibnu, Ibni, or Ibna?
Ibna.
Ibni.
Ibni.
Why?
If it's your son.
Okay. Yeah. Harf al-nada, which we're discussing.
Should have been different. Ibn.
Ibn.
Ibn. Should be the same.
Why?
Because. Oh, wait a minute.
You're right.
Well, this is one of the Asma al-Khamsa.
No, it's not.
It's not, right?
No. Ab. Akh.
Yeah. Ab.
Brother. Stepfather. Father, mouth.
Stepfather. In-law.
Father-in-law.
Yeah. So, this is mudaf.
That's right.
To Uthman. Uthmanu. And this is a little dance. Uthmana. Why?
Because it's
mamnu' min asarif, that would be majroor. Excellent. Tayyib. Ya ibna. Because it is mudaf to Uthman. Tayyib. Like abd. So if I said ya abdullah. Now would I say ya abdullah, abdillah, or abdallah?
Abdallah.
One of the things you see a lot with Arab countries is they'll be speaking to me, Abdullah. They'll call him Abdullah. It's wrong. It's Abdullah. Because Abdullah, you made it mansub. Why? If you leave it by itself, it should be marfu', Abdullah. But if you say, yeah, huh?
Balaga.
It's not balaga. That's just assumed. Not knowing now.
Assumed as a yeah.
Yeah, but it should be, yeah, right?
Huh?
It should be. Because it's still calling someone. It's not.
But where is your harf al nada? No, no. You can't. Like if I just said Abdullah, I'm speaking about somebody.
No, if you say Ma.
Yeah.
I am calling you, right?
But if you're calling me and you're not putting the condition for calling, you can't use the Arab.
There's a frequency range where it applies if your vocal cords make a certain frequency.
You gotta stop reading popular science, bro. We're in the Arabic class, man. For the frequencies alone. Say it. Ya Abdullahu. Ya Abdullaha. Ya Abdullahi.
He.
He. And that's why a lot of the Somali brothers say Abdullahi. Because they're actually pronouncing it, but you should make sukoon to just say Abdullah. But Ya Abdullah, he, if you're going to continue, because mudaf ilay, because I told you this is mudaf.
Is there even names, Abdullah?
That's not a name. Abdullah is a name, but they pronounce the A'rab of it.
They wrote it down for Abdullah.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Right. You should just say Abdullah. Because the Arab, they make sukoon where they waqf, yani where they stop. Tayyib. So, now you have... How many of the mansubat?
11.
You have all of them. MashaAllah. Tayyib. Ism inna, khabar kana, maf'ul bihi, maf'ul mutlak, maf'ul fihi, which is also called dharf, maf'ul lahu, which is also called liajlihi, maf'ul mahu, al-hal, which is the answer to how, al-tamiz, which is the answer to what, al-munada, what is being called out to, and al-mustathna, which is an exception.
Yes.
Now, this may be a lot of new stuff for some of the brothers. Some of the brothers obviously not, mashallah. But for the brothers that it's new, we're going to practice this. Just like when I first introduced Inna and Kana, you guys were like, But with practice now, you're like, Inna, Kana, I always knew that. Yeah, you know, you really didn't. But anyway. But now, inshallah, this will become like second nature to you. In the next class, we're going to do a lot of practice from ayat of the Quran, from ayat that were in our book. We're going to actually make a lot of A'rab to get used to this, and we're going to introduce to two things which you already know, Rufi Jar and Mudaf Ilay. So the next class is going to be easy as far as new introductions, but it's going to be heavy on practice, so make sure you're here. And inshallah, you will get used to all of these and separating between them. Though no homework, the only homework I have is memorize these. Easy, alright? So next class, you should know the 6 marfu'at and the 11 mansubat, inshallah ta'ala. You learn the 2 majrurat, and then after that, you learn the 4 tawabi', and inshallah, you will be from those people that will be very strong in nahu, because you will have memorized these, and you will have practiced them with ayat of Quran, so that you can know how to implement what you're learning in the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Khair, jazakumullahu khairan.
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله